Today's recording is l'schus u'l'chvoid, in honor and in merit of all the soldiers of Tzahal and all other members of the security of the land of Israel that have and continue to daily put their lives in the line to ensure the physical survival of the Jewish people upon the Holy Land of Israel. May Hashem continue to bless them with a crown of victory and success in all things physical and spiritual. On this day when so many people's minds and hearts are directed towards the land of Israel, towards Eretz Yisrael, and we recognize the hand of Hashem and the great chesed, the kindness and love of Hashem, that after the tragedy that befell our people in the early 1940s, with great miracles Hashem brought the She'eris HaPleita, much of the remnants of the Jewish people, to the Holy Land, to allow them to reestablish a Jewish presence there. A presence that in many ways is not only beneficial, but existential for the Jews of the diaspora as well. On this day where the land of Israel is in such focus, we need to understand a little deeper what it means to live in the land of Israel, what the existence of Eretz Yisrael is all about. Because as the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch said to a chassid that wanted to make aliyah, the Tzemach Tzedek said to Machdor Eretz Yisrael, make Russia into Eretz Yisrael, and the whole idea of bringing Mashiach is living in a bechin of Eretz Yisrael, an aspect of Israel living wherever we are around the globe. For living in Eretz Yisrael is not just a geographical place, but an existential way of being. And the secret of the Jews being in diaspora, being in Golus, is to live in an Eretz Yisrael type of way in every place around the globe, which itself brings about the return to Zion, the coming of Mashiach. So we need to learn an idea from Reb Nachman of Breslov, who spoke so much about Eretz Yisrael. And in the seventh Torah in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman explains that Eretz Yisrael living means living the Iker Emuna, the truth of what Emuna is. Emuna, which is usually translated as faith. The truth of what Emuna, what real faith is, can only be lived in an Eretz Yisrael type of living. And Rabbi Nachman explains because Emuna is Bechinas Tefillah. Emuna is prayer. Like it says by Moshe, Vayyodev Emuna, that prayer is faith. You see, most people understand prayer as an act you do when you have faith. But Rav Nachman is teaching that in a deeper level, that's not the case. It's that prayer is Emuna. And he says that really prayer being Emuna is because both prayer and Emuna are Bechina of Nisim, are living a miraculous type of existence. Living an existentially miraculous state. Because as Rav Nachman explains, the idea of prayer is the act, or more correctly stated, the soul movement of allowing oneself to be not within the confines of nature. The prayerful act is the act of raising oneself up out of nature by sort of declaring through one's stance of prayer that nature, that the world as is now, reality as such, is not necessary, is not definite. The prayerful act is by definition a miraculous stance where one raises oneself up and says, I do not need to be under nature. Nature is only a current facade, a current state of existence that doesn't bound me up. And that is what Emunah is. Faith is that act of going into the being of God and raising oneself up into God, not remaining in what the world that meets our eye right now. And Rav Nachman says that that's why Eretz Yisrael, as Jacob said after the dream, said about Eretz Yisrael, v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. That's what it means, that the land of Israel is the gate of heaven, shar ha-shamayim. It means it's the gate to raise oneself up out of the earthly state of affairs into a heavenly perspective on reality. That's what it means, the shar ha-shamayim. Living in Israel means living in the gate of heaven, living in that type of reality where I know that the natural reality doesn't need to make sense, it doesn't need to stay the way it is. I could raise myself up out of it. That means the gate of heaven. That's what Eretz Yisrael Dika living is. Or as Professor Roni Bar-Lev explains in his book on Reb Nachman's thought, that Reb Nachman is hinting to the same idea that Heidegger explains in Being on Time, where Heidegger says that our very being, the basis of who we are, our essential existence and our being is not something that we have power of. We don't have power over our own most being from the ground up. We're rather thrown into being. We're thrown into reality. We are a basis of possibilities of being, not by our choice, but by our very existence as such. Our Dasein, our existence, the I that we feel, our personality that we feel, is not the basis of our being. There's a being that comes before our feeling of self. Our feeling of self is a result of a thrownness into being that we're not in charge of. And Professor Bar-Lev is saying that Reb Nachman is saying that that's what the prayerful stance is. That's what living in Israel is. It means opening oneself up to the idea that being connected to God is being thrown in a state of not having definition, of having an existence that doesn't have a secure grounding. Tfila, emuna, Eretz Yisrael means being comfortable living with uncertainty. It means that our essential existential being is nisim, is miraculous, is uncertain, is not grounded, is not clear. It's just grounded in God, the infinite I in a nothingness. And in simple English, what that means is that after 70 years that the Jewish people have an official presence in the land of Israel miraculously, and we know, all of us know all too well throughout the history of the past 70 years, that there's never been anything certain about Israel's existence, and the Jewish existence there has always been tenuous and always been miraculous, always been openly felt to be only through the kindness and love of Hashem, which, as the Lubavitch Rebbe used to say, is what the verse means in Deuteronomy, that it's Eretz HaShatomer Einei Hashem Lekechaba, the land upon which God's eyes are always focused, even though God has providence on everything. But the land of Israel, is God's eyes are openly focused, because it means not living a comfortable existence, not living a certain existence. Feeling that the possibilities of existence proceed from one's essential being in a way that doesn't seem to be grounded in anything that we elect or that we could understand. And therefore we understand for all of the Jewish people around the world, even those that are not living in the land of Israel, that to live an Israel life means to be living a prayerful life, a miraculous life, knowing that we don't feel grounded because we're not grounded. Our ground is God, Ur'ei Emuna, shepherd faith. Feed faith from the ground of being, which is God. Resting in the fact that our existence is completely in God's hands and in God's eyes, and being joyous with that, and realizing that through living in such a way, we will hasten the time when Mashiach will come, and at that point, wherever you happen to be sitting right now, will be part of Eretz Yisrael, will be openly felt to be in the eyes and the arms of God. May we merit the true and complete redemption today.